Federal authorities today arrested four people in Florida and Illinois who they say have been providing financing and support for terrorism. Attorney General John Ashcroft says the four men are members of Palestinian Islamic Jihad, a terrorist group blamed for suicide bombings in the Middle East. Among those arrested was a professor at the University of South Florida, Sami Al-Aryan, who has long been under federal investigation. NPR's Greg Allen has more.
At a news conference in Washington, Attorney General Ashcroft announced eight indictments. Four people were arrested in the U.S., three in Tampa and one near Chicago. The other four people indicted are overseas. They're described as leaders of Palestinian Islamic Jihad. The group has been designated by the U.S. as a terrorist organization. The Attorney General said today that Palestinian Islamic Jihad has been responsible for a series of drive-by shootings, car bombs, and suicide bombings in Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza.
The Palestinian Islamic Jihad is responsible for the murder of over 100 innocent people in Israel and the occupied territories, including at least two young Americans, Alyssa Flatow, age 20, and Shoshana Ben Yishai, age 16.
Ashcroft said today that one of those arrested, Sami Al-Aryan, is the leader of Palestinian Islamic Jihad in the U.S., a charge Al-Aryan has denied. Al-Aryan is a Palestinian born in Kuwait and a professor of computer engineering at the University of South Florida in Tampa. In the early 1990s, he co-founded an Islamic think tank, the World and Islam Studies Enterprise. The organization's director was Ramadan Abdullah Shalah, until he left the U.S. in 1995 and became a leader of Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Al-Aryan and his brother Mazen Al-Najjar have long been under investigation because of that link with Shalah. Al-Najjar was deported last year. The University of South Florida placed Al-Aryan on leave more than a year ago and has been working since then to fire him. Ashcroft said today Al-Aryan is not just the U.S. leader, but also a member of Palestinian Islamic Jihad's governing council.
The indictment states, and I quote, "In his capacity as a leader in the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, he directed the audit of all monies and property of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad throughout the world."
The eight people are charged with 50 counts, including money laundering, conspiring to commit murder, and providing support to a terrorist organization. They face potential life sentences if convicted. Ashcroft said the charges are part of a campaign to break terrorist financial networks.
"We make no distinction between those who carry out terrorist attacks and those who knowingly finance, manage, or supervise terrorist organizations."
Ashcroft said some of the information in today's indictment comes from intelligence wiretaps made available for criminal investigations under new surveillance rules. But Al-Aryan's attorney, Robert McKee, says the information detailed about his client today has all been heard and refuted before.
I mean, these allegations that Dr. Al-Aryan is the United States leader of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, that's been publicized at least in the Tampa area over the last 6 months or so, and he is on record as denying it.
Muslim groups are already expressing their concern about the arrest, saying they believe it's based not on national security, but on political considerations. Greg Allen, NPR News.